This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Annie Louie.
Yeah.
There's another cooking show coming out because we need another one. Sorry, you can hear my eye roll from over the other side of the desk. But this got me laughing. It got me giggling quite a bit, actually.
Who's on this cooking show?
Matt Preston, Manu, Gary Mann. So Matt, Gary and Manu.
From MasterChef. They've been given their own show.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, there is an obvious absence of one person in particular.
Which one?
George Colombaris.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah. I didn't know if you said it.
Yeah. Hashtag George not invited.
He's cancelled.
Hashtag George cancelled. Anyway, the show's called Plate of Origin.
State of origin, plate of origin.
Yeah, but I think, like, it's people come on and cook from their, like, you know, like you and your Peking duck for your school day.
Way to box me in.
Wow.
We have other dishes, you know.
Well, you're the one that said that was your favourite meal. But anyway, or me and my mum's pavlova, all right? So plate of origin, I'm trying to get, I'm digging. Hey. Anyway, so the team over at Channel 7 have been really busy, and, you know, good old Gary in marketing thought he'd make sure that all the hashtags are ready to go for when the show launches. Mm. So he's got hashtag POO, hashtag POO, hashtag...
hashtag poo in capitals.
Poo. What no, in lowercase. You know hashtags don't go in capitals. You taught me that.
No, it doesn't matter whether they're capitalised or not. It's like email addresses. You know, sometimes I'll get a Susan at a department store getting my email and she'll be like, is that capitalised? I'm like, doesn't matter, Susan.
Only before the at. And it matters after the at.
What do you mean?
You know the at symbol, like annielouie@joy.org.au. I just gave out your email address on air.
Oh, God.
Anyone interested in dinner with Annie, that's Annie Louie.
Yeah.
It's after the at impacts. So the domain.
Are you?
No, I'm not 100%. We'll check that out.
No, that's
anyway,
a lie, Anna.
It got me thinking about inappropriate or hashtags that people haven't thought through properly. There's this company called Research in Motion. Great organisation, apparently. And their HR team wanted to do this careers campaign and make sure that, you know, people could get jobs at their organisation. So they did hashtag rim jobs.
Oh, God.
Rim
you could have seen that coming a mile away. Your acronym was already RIM. Why would you even think to do anything to do with employment?
Jobs. Because not everybody knows what that is. The old classic one that I love, and this is a bit old, I am showing my age, is Susan Boyle, Subo. You know the...
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, she before ScoMo and all the J-Lo and all the abbreviations, Subo was one of the first when she won Britain's Got Talent with that amazing
The Dream. I bought my mom a CD of hers for Christmas.
You're a mean child.
She did have a nice voice. I mean, incredible. You
she
know,
was on
the
Oprah
Ugly Duckling,
and everything.
That's what they called
her. Oh, that's not very... Anyway, she was having an album party. And so it was hashtag Susan album party, which also reads, depending on where you pause, sus anal bum party. Sus anal bum party.
Susan wouldn't have been into that.
No, I don't think so. Hey, another one, Dorothy Perkins, a UK clothing store.
Yeah, I know the brand, yeah.
And they always use the abbreviation DP. So they ran with a campaign called Love DP.
Stay in bed or jump out of it. Annie and Endo don't mind. They're here for your Tuesday morning.
We were talking before, or I had a dig, not that I would have a dig at you, but I did have a dig to your sister that I met on the weekend about, because she's your fashion advisor, about some shoes I saw on what I thought was an Instagram post.
And now it's made me paranoid because apparently Anna didn't like my shoes. So when I got dressed this morning, I was looking through my shoe rack going, which ones are the ones that Ando hates? I'm like, it could be any of them. And I'm trying to...
that disturbs me.
I went with a conservative, my trainers from the gym, because you can't hate on a pair of trainers. They're functional. They match the jeans I'm wearing. I thought, that'll do. And then I rocked up and Ando was dressed almost identically to me
today. I have boots on. I don't have trainers on.
Yeah, but we've got white tops and blue denim jeans.
Yeah, we do. We look matchy-matchy. Speaking of Instagram, we just got a new follower on the Annie and Ando Instagram page. If you want to follow us, jump to Annie and the word and, A-N-D, Ando.
Because I've been telling Ando, ampersands break handles.
Ampersands.
I don't know
you know
that
what? That's a t-shirt. You should get a t-shirt printed and sell it on the interweb saying ampersands break hashtags. And I think it'll go off.
True.
So welcome to the Annie and Ando show, Brent. And you've got some... I was looking at his photos. He's got some lovely things he's been up to.
Ooh, hashtag gay Australia. You like using that one?
Yeah, well, that's what we are. Well, yeah, part of what we are. It's part of one of the mini colours of the rainbow. Hey, so these shoes, I think you did an Instagram story and it wasn't actually a post because I just had a look
at your profile. Maybe I just went and deleted all my photos that have shoes out of paranoia.
They were like a mature sandal that you might have bought at a chemist.
A sandal.
Oh, that's what it looked like.
What were they, black or brown?
I don't know.
I reckon they're the ones that are
Your stories go so fast.
I had to tell Addo on the weekend, you can hold your finger down and they stay for as long as you want.
But if I let go, then it's gone.
Yes. Then it's got a timer to it. Oh. It's okay. But, you know, I think they're hipster ones that I've got and you don't like it because, you know, it's not your
generation. You're too cool.
I
could make a comment about you wearing gym trainers or sneakers with jeans. Like, it's kind of a Seinfeld look, isn't it?
But it's back in. The Junners are cool again.
The Junners.
Junners. Jean Never runners. Sunners. Skirt runners.
Nice.
Annie and Ando. The only way to wake up.
I've been talking a lot about food on this show. It is a favourite topic of mine. And I also love complaining. So let's combine those two together because I've noticed that things are getting smaller, right? So, like, we had some Pringles last week on the show as part of this chip challenge, and that got me mad because it's the canister is like a tennis ball size tube.
That hasn't changed size.
That has not changed size, yet the chips, I would say, they're at least a quarter the size smaller. Yeah? Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, there's so much air around the rim.
They looked little. I wondered, because I am my chunkiest I've ever been, and I thought, you know, as you get bigger, maybe the chips appear small.
So your hand gets stuck in the tube.
Yeah, those little tubby hands. Like,
just grabbing for all the air that's in there now.
And but no, they definitely got smaller.
Yeah, same with chip packets. They're mostly air now. The other, you know, the ones that are, you open the bag of chips, they're smaller. Favourites, chocolates. I heard that the crunchy got smaller and then people complained and now it's returned to being a little bigger again.
But maybe there's less in there.
What do you mean?
So less crunchies. You used to get, you know, like, do you tip them out and then sort them? Like,
no, put all the Turkish.
You don't put the Turkish delights to one side and
I
go
love
there
the
and
Turkish
the.
Delight.
Oh my God, you can share them with me
yeah,
any day.
Yeah, give them to me. Yuck. This is a great relationship. Oh, yeah, I have noticed the fun size, they're getting smaller and smaller. That's not fun. Bigger is fun.
You know what? I noticed with toothpaste, I'm a specials buyer. There's certain things, like I will buy 10 of something. Tissues,
you
toilet
check the
paper.
Catalog.
Yep, check the catalogue. Tissues, toilet paper, toothpaste, deodorant, stuff that keeps for a while.
Mm.
Right? And so with toothpaste, I go, wow, that's half price. My original tube used to be 120 grams. I'm getting really specific. And now it's 90 or 80 grams.
Do you weigh them just to check?
No, I just looked at the bottom. You know when you change the toilet roll or change the toothpaste in because it's empty, I'm going, we're going through a lot more. Like, it's like we had an extra person in the house or we decided to do triple brushing instead of double brushing. Like, we were just going through it faster and it works out. Turns out the tube,
yeah.
There was less in it.
And did you say that you only purchased the extra sheet rolls because of that?
Oh, yeah. I've told you that before. I buy the extra long toilet rolls because otherwise it feels like you're changing the toilet roll every... But I buy them when they're on special too.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. What's shrunk, people? Text us in 0427 949. What are you convinced has gotten smaller over time? According to shrinkflation, it is. I love this word. I'm obsessed with it now that I learned it, thanks to Ando. It's where things are getting smaller, but you're paying the same price for it. For example, chocolates, fun size chocolates. They're getting
back to chocolate.
Back to chocolate. One of my favorite things. I also noticed that, we talked about toothpaste that's getting smaller. And I'm thinking, you know how a certain supermarket has been doing collectibles? Maybe that is the tiny mini collectibles. Maybe that is the future size that everything's going to be, but we're going to pay full price for it. It's an omen.
Because lots of things are shrinking. Even some of the, like, fast food.
Fast food.
A cheeseburger.
That's true.
Is smaller than a cheeseburger used to be when I was a kid. Or am I just bigger? Both.
It's because of all those cheeseburgers.
Do you reckon? What else? Have you noticed anything else shrinking?
Apparently, you know the biscuits are little bears in a packet. There's less of them now than they used to be.
Same price.
Maybe even more expensive. Baked beans.
But this
as
is...
As well.
There's less beans in them.
Yeah, someone had to individually count them with a toothpick.
You know, beans, good for your heart. The more that you eat, the more you...
Fart. You can say fart.
I just didn't know if you knew the rhyme. Sometimes you age me really accidentally quickly.
Farts have always been eternal. It's okay.
No, not in the studio. Not with this show, all right, Annie Louie. Hey, It does make you wonder, though, the psychology. Are we that silly? Like, we know there's more air in the bags. We know the teddies have got smaller. We know that there's less toothpaste. Yet we still go, oh, that's cheaper than the other one.
That's true.
And is that...
I think it's that psychological thing where you see the tags at the supermarket that's on sale and they might not even be on sale. They put a tag there and you want to buy it just for the sake of it.
Do you know, that's why I think the ACCC made them do the price per unit or grammage. So, you know, the whole, like, dishwasher tablets. I know mine are a good price when they're at 32 cents a tablet and my cold power.
You're like that meme when you go to the supermarket, all the sums swimming around, you know, Ando's got his serious face on, algebra's going through your head. You don't know the meme.
No.
Don't worry. We've got a text in. From Anonymous, they're saying Big Macs and wagon wheel biscuits.
All got smaller. Keep those messages coming in. 0427 Joy at 949.
And Andy's texted back. So he says that they fill the bag of chips with air to protect the chip. The chip. There's probably only one chip in there now being smashed in the bag. Soft drinks have that gap at the top of the bottle. So if you drop the bottle, the pressure won't pop the cap. Funny facts. Thanks. I'm still sus about this, though. There's practical things, but then there's also money making. And
can we go to the air for a second in bags? I was freaked out a little bit when, you know, sometimes prepackaged, like cut apples, like, you know, they're already cut, like it looks for lazy people. And you go, how does that not go brown? The gas isn't oxygen.
That's exactly why glue doesn't stick to the bottle, Ando. How have you not known this?
What bottle?
Of like, you know how PVA glue, people will often go, why doesn't it stick? Because it's not being exposed to the air.
Ah. Oh.
Ando, you're the smart one.
I know. I've not. Hello.
You've got multiple degrees.
Hey, what's the other messages?
We've got some things that are a bit controversial you might want to weigh in on. This one from Perry. I've noticed that talcum powder bottles are getting smaller. The big bottles are gone and only the small and medium sizes remain.
Can I stop you just there?
Yeah.
Perry, stop using talc. It is not good for you. Google talc. Talc is bad. Just Google
talc
is bad.
That's true. I used to use a talcum powder for my face, like to finish my makeup, but it's bad to inhale it, so I've stopped. I look for talc-free powder now.
So I've heard. Allegedly, it's really, really bad.
Yes. All right, and we've got some more texts in. Anonymous says, Eclipse Mints tin is smaller now.
They do a big and a small, and I reckon the small is... Hang on. There's my Eclipse.
I just had a couple of those.
And let's go out and count. No, she doesn't. She smells beautiful.
But. Yeah, now I need two tins instead of one. Such a shame.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.